We are now moving to Hilchis Megillah. We are up to, from I guess last year, Simin Tav Reish Tzadi, the halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah. We'll be doing the first three Si'ifim. Sif Aleph, Korei Odomis HaMegillah Bein Omeid Bein Yoshev. You are allowed to lay in the Megillah standing or sitting. Aval lo yikra betzibur yoshev lechatchilim et mei kavod hatzibur. It is considered a lack of kavod hatzibur if you're laying the Megillah sitting down. So betzibur, you have to stand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that, first of all, the brachas must always be said standing. So that even when you're reading for a private person and you're going to be reading sitting down, at the time you make the brachas, you should stand. Second of all, even betzibur, where the halach is that you're not to sit because of the lack of kavod hatzibur, that's only yeshiva mamish. He says that if necessary, you are allowed to lean, even in a way where if they pull away what you're leaning on, you would fall over. Says the Ramah, V'osur l'chazn likros ha-megillah ad sh'omrim leikrol. It is osur for the chazn, for the balkori, to start until they ask him to. This is not talking about the regular balkori. If it's the regular balkori, that's his job. For anyone else, it's considered a kavod, and you don't go taking kavod for yourself. You have to wait until it's offered and then accept. Siv beis. Afilu shnayim v'afilu asora yecholim likroso biyachad v'yotzim heim v'hashomim mehem. Two and even ten can lane it simultaneously. Not only are they yotze, but anyone that hears it from one of them is also yotze. Now this halacha is in contrast to the general rule of trei koli lo mishtamoi. Two voices cannot be heard simultaneously, they disturb one another. So generally speaking, it is usur in anything that has to be laned. You can't hear it from two people laning at the same time. We say you're not really going to hear either one of them. Not so in the case of Megillah, because it is choviv. We say that people pay special attention and they do have the ability to hear one of them. Now, in a case where two people are laning and it's clear to you that you're getting confused because sometimes you're hearing this one and sometimes you're hearing that one, you're not really sure where you're up to. If you get mavulbal, it is clear that you're not yotze. The only time that we say that you are yotze is if you actually listen to one of them the whole way through. Whereas in all other things, we say even though you think you did, you probably didn't. In Megillah, because it's chaviv, we say that if you feel you managed to hear one the whole way through, then you're yotze. Siv gimel tzarech likrosa kula. You must lane the entire Megillah, and that is ma'akiv. In fact, if you miss just one letter of it, the halach is that you're not yotze. Further, you have to hear the whole Megillah mitocha ksav. It must be from the ksav. The one laning it has to be reading it. Vimkara al peh lo yotze. If it's lane bal peh, then you're not yotze. V'tzarech shetehe ksuba kula lefanav lechatchila. Now, what's called laning al peh? So Alpeh is that there's no Megillah in front of him. What if he has a Megillah but it's missing some? So Lechatchila, the entire Megillah has to be written out. Aval b'di'eved, what happens b'di'eved? You don't have a complete Megillah. Im hishmit ha-sofer be'emtso tevos, if the sofer left out in the middle of it some words, afilu ad chetzya, even if that amounts up to half, v'korom ha-kore Alpeh yotza. If the Balkore laned those by heart, but the rest of the Megillah he laned inside, he is Yotze. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is whether the Megillah is missing less than half, or the Balkore didn't look into the Megillah for less than half, the halacha is that b'di'eved you're Yotze. Not only that, but if all the only Megillah you've got is one that is missing less than half, you can lane from that lechatchila under those circumstances. Now the Ramah tells us, Hagah avlam hishmit chilasa, O sofa, afilu miyuta lo yotza. If you left out the beginning or the end, even though it's a miyut, you're not yotza. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you leave out a pasuk in the first or the last pasuk, we no longer look at it as a kosher Megillah that happens to have been missing something. We don't call it a sefer sholem with mistakes. We call it a sefer chaser. A sefer chaser is not a kosher Megillah. Vafilu be'emtza, even in the middle where we say that you're allowed up to half, Dafka de lo hishmit inyan sholem. That's only if there's not a complete inyan that's missing. But if there's an entire episode of the Megillah that's missing, there, even though it's less than half and it's in the middle, it's going to be pasul. Ava yoser mechetzia, whereas if it's more than half that's missing, afilu ein ksuvis, even if they're written, eleshehe matushtoshos, they're unclear, Vein rishuman nikar, you can't see a clear outline of the letter. What you see is blur. There, the halacha is psula, it is pasul, and if you lane that, you're not yotze. So lamaisa, if someone lane the Megillah and didn't look inside, if it's not the first pasuk and the last pasuk, and it isn't an inyan shalem, and isn't rov of the Megillah, the halacha is that he is yotze b'dieved. Similarly, a Megillah that has letters that are either missing or unclear, if they're not the first pasuk, if it's not the last pasuk, if it's not an inyan shalem somewhere in the middle, and it's not the majority of it, then you can use that Megillah to lane from if you do not have a better one.